Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Boca represent.
I lotioned my uncle's ankles one time.
Did you?
The term pancake was copyrighted or something.
I need my fix. Monday from Friday to 2 to the 6. Hopman and Crowder, I tune in the bits. Competition going super intense. Both stations, man, I can't switch. Crowder don't quit. Hopman, I'm wrong. Download at odyssey.com. Shout out to Lana for bringing it strong. And everyone knows that they bringing along.
Locked in, I'm locked in to the Hawkman and Crowder Show. Boxed in with no options, I still find a way to get my daily dose. I'm on a mission for jokes, I'm tuning in on the road. I pull it up on my phone, I pull it up while at home. Alexa, like, leave me alone.
Alexa, play Hawkman and Crowder Show.
I've had enough of you.
Boneless?
Oh, no.
That's a flavor, though, huh?
Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
I'm buttoning your shirt, Twan.
How you talking, boo?
Yeah, buddy, da-da-ya-ya-ya-ya-da-da-da-da.
Oh, we were so close to having a Panthers montage to start the show. So close.
Late run.
I was as I was watching the game, I'm like, I'm hearing it the way Solana's gonna cut it up for the victory montage on Monday. And we were so close. It was a heartbreaking loss for the Panthers last night. And that place looked electric, and this is so good for hockey in South Florida, and you can't have a one-goal lead with less than 10 minutes to go in a playoff game against a tough team and lose the game outright in regulation. Like, you can't do what happened to the Panthers yesterday, but one game, Crowder, one game out of seven.
Yeah, and this is going to be a long series.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I feel like team. This goes seven. Yep.
Yeah, strong start. You know, a little lackadaisical finish, but we'll fix that. Coach Hughes gonna fix that, baby. I got all kind of confidence right now. Still,
I saw a tweet yesterday, and it was just from some unknown, unnamed guy on Twitter, and he wrote, "I don't know a ton about hockey, but I know Bobrovsky isn't the Panthers' best goalie," and it's super simple. It's a simple tweet. And I think I might fall into that category at this moment where, hey, he made some great saves. There's no question. There were times where he was splayed out and, I mean, just looked boss back there. But there were also some times where I'm like, yeah, you can't give up some of those goals, or you can't go all in on a block that he went in on one of the saves. So if it was up to me, I would start Chris Drieger tomorrow.
Ooh, already.
Yep. These games are too important. First of all, you can't go down 0-2 to Tampa. And, you know, you let in five goals. I mean, you know, we have the luxury. So, you know, we talked with Moeller before the playoffs began. He said Vasilevsky is Tampa's goalie. You know, barring something unforeseen, Vasilevsky's going to be their goalie, you know, for every game, essentially. You might see him get rest if they're in a position to do so. We have the luxury of two good goalies, maybe three. And I would just say the Panthers, with their history and the way that they're just teetering on something so great, it feels like, I would immediately make the switch to Drieger for game two.
But my only question is, and the defending champions, the Lightning, with I struggle with these four names. Vasilevsky,
yeah.
They won the championship. Like, it's not normal to go in and out of goalies like that. I've gathered through the year, but like you say, we've had people justify it to us where, no, it's a good thing to have both. But if the team that's winning the championship doesn't have two, are we going to change the way hockey's been for years? Like, a lot of teams don't go in and out of goalies when the playoff run.
I'm just telling you, I watched Bobrovsky last night. He wasn't, you know, it wasn't like he was miserable. But there were a couple times where I said, that shouldn't be happening. Right. And I would immediately. Now, obviously, Coach Q will make the final decision. We'll find out tomorrow, I'm guessing. Sometime later in the show would be my guess. Maybe we'll find out today. I don't know. What would you do, Solana?
It's Driedger. It's got to be Driedger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, some bad calls last night was a storyline, too, all
terrible
day long.
Calls. Terrible calls.
We have Goldie coming. I need to know what goalie interference is. Do you have to brush his shoulder or do you have to move him? Because nobody touched that damn goalie.
I will tell you that when they show. So at the beginning of the game, I was watching it on NBC Sports Network because the Bally Sports feed up in Boca didn't work until like the end of the first period. So I was watching the national broadcast. So I'm interested to hear what Goldie says, because on the national broadcast, at first they were like, huh, not seeing it. Then they did some overhead shots, and they said, you know what? I think it was Sam Bennett. And they were pointing that Sam Bennett kind of turned Vasilevsky a little bit with his stick when he didn't have the puck. And you cannot touch the goalie when you don't have the puck. They didn't think it was the worst call in the world. Now, there's a rule that if you're going for the puck, which I think Bennett was, I thought it was a terrible call. I'm just telling you that the national feed, NBC Sports Network, kind of was on board with it after they watched the overhead replay a couple of times. So, all right. Let's do headlines here because there is so much to get to today. We know who the Heat are matched up against. We've got Panthers game 2 to look ahead to tomorrow. Chris Bosch went into the Hall of Fame. That was excellent, or will go into the Hall of Fame. So much from the weekend. So let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
By the way, I was watching the Bally Sports feed. Wasn't streaming it. I was watching live. And, yeah, Goldie and Mulder, not happy. They were not happy in that first period.
I can tell you that even without watching it, I know Mulder wasn't. Goldie sometimes can be a little more objective. So he was not happy.
Not at all. And they were right. Like, Mohler was disgusted with the call. It leads to the goal quickly. It's a change of momentum. I know Panthers end up tying it less than a minute later. But still, like, that could have been a huge momentum swing, and it went the other way for the Lightning.
It was. 100% it was. It was not only did they take away the goal, but like Solana just said, it led to the other goal for Tampa so quick. I mean, that's a full goal swing to the other team. Like, it to me, it was a BS call. But I'm not an expert.
And we're talking about how close these teams are in all sports. Like, yeah, you swing the momentum like that and points are put on the board, taken off of our board and put on your board in this tightly matched, competition. Come on, man. That was the game. Think about it. Two goals swing, they lose by one. The Panthers would have won by one if you swing that back around. Yeah, I think it was huge.
Somebody texts in, funny, Bob was 4-0 versus the Lightning 2 years ago. Now he's no good. Maybe blame some of the defenders, too, not all on the goalie. Absolutely some of the defenders' fault. I will remind you, he was 4-0 against the Lightning on a different team, so I don't have to mention that. Like, I don't have to care about that too much. He doesn't have a track record doing anything great in the playoffs with the Panthers because that was his first playoff game with the Panthers, and no one said that he's no good. I'm just telling you, every hockey expert we've had on, from Kevin Weeks to Goldie to Mohler to Doug Plagans to, what was that guy's name, Dave Reed from NHL Network, they have all said the Panthers are in a luxurious position to have two really good goaltenders. So to go to Chris Driedger, I don't believe is saying that Sergei Bobrovsky is no good. I think you're utilizing what you have as a team. And so I wouldn't be surprised if they go to Driedger, but we'll find out. Coach Q will be the arbiter.
So tomorrow, 8 p.m., It's game two between the Panthers and the Lightning. So the NHL, they're having a hearing over Sam Bennett's hit last night, a boarding call that I guess was just a bit over the top over Tampa Bay. There is a possibility, depending on what the NHL decides, that Bennett, our center, big time since big acquisition right before the trade deadline, may miss some games here.
Yeah, he's been really good, so hopefully he doesn't, but keep our fingers crossed.
So the Heat, they split their games over the weekend, a loss to Milwaukee with no Jimmy Butler on Saturday, and then yesterday beat Detroit in essentially a meaningless game. They end up in the sixth seed, one game back of the 4-5, the Hawks and the Knicks. They'll play Milwaukee, the three seed, coming up this weekend.
Yeah, so I just saw some odds released for the series. You want to guess, Solana? Crowder's computer has frozen, so he'll be back with us the next segment, I'm guessing. He's trying to unfreeze his computer. You want to guess what the odds are, who the favorite is, Bucks versus Heat?
I would guess the Bucks are the favorite in this series, Hawk.
And do you think they're a big favorite or a slight favorite?
Like minus 275, something along those lines?
Minus 325. Minus 325. The Bucks are a big favorite over the Miami Heat. Heat are plus 270. So that means if you want to bet the Milwaukee Bucks to win the series, you bet $325 to win $100. If you want the Heat, if you think the Heat will win the series, you bet $100 to win $270. That's a big underdog for round one.
I bet if you went back to last year in the Bubble Hawk, those odds were probably similar to what they are this year as well, with Milwaukee being the heavy favorite.
I agree. And I think I'm leaning towards betting the Heat there. I think at plus 270, that's too rich to pass up, isn't that?
I mean, you know where I lie in this conversation.
You got guts.
I've got guts, and I'm willing to put my money on my guts.
I mean, the Bucks, they're good. They got Giannis, but, man, plus 270 for the Heat to win in the first round, defending Eastern Conference champions, a team that beat the Bucks last season in the playoffs. I think I got to bet that.
And doesn't it feel, we've talked about it last week, I know this weekend you play the Bucks, you lose, but without Jimmy Butler, doesn't it feel like the Heat have finally figured it out?
Yes.
Come playoff time?
Yep, 100%. 100%. All right, what else you got in the headlines?
By the way, the Heat, they announced today that the attendance limit for games 3 and 4 will be up to 8,600 people allowed at the American Airlines Arena. That's a 44% capacity at the AAA.
Yeah, very cool. Panthers had about 9,000 there last night. And, just the energy was ridiculous. I imagine it will be for the Heat as well.
Los Marlins, they beat the Dodgers 3-2. They avoid the sweep in L.A. They'll begin a three-game series tomorrow in Philadelphia. You saw these new jerseys, Hawk, that the Marlins unveiled today, along with Nike.
So cool. So cool.
The City Connect uniforms, they pay homage to the Havana Sugar Kings, and they're fresh. They're legit. Like, I've never been so excited to throw money at a baseball jersey.
Somebody else texts in, Bobrovsky is 12-21 in the playoffs. As a Penguins fan, we loved seeing him in the playoffs. Panthers better make that switch. Somebody else texts in, we need to hear, and I love how far and close he got. We need to hear who Sam Pizzoli bet on, the Canadian bettor. Rob Pizzola, I actually talked with him today because I always talk hockey with him. He is coming on with us on Wednesday, and he will give us his hockey bets, and he's coming to Florida. He's going to be in Florida starting tomorrow, and he will give us his hockey bets. I know he had the Lightning last night, and he'll give us his Heat series bets. So Sam Pizzoli in a couple of days.
You think Sam Pizzoli calls Timmy Hortons Timmy Hose?
Oh, we'll find out. Put together all my Canada questions, please.
Inter Miami, they beat Cincy FC 3-2 yesterday, a close one. They blew a 2-0 lead, come back thanks to a Gonzalo Higuain goal in the 85th minute. Big win for La Rosas. They'll play Chicago in Chicago on Saturday.
All right, very good.
And you mentioned it. Chris Bosch elected to the Hall of Fame class of 2021, along with Paul Pierce, Chris Webber, and Ben Wallace.
Paul Pierce. I mean, he's such a terrible broadcaster. I'm very glad that he's off The TNT broadcaster, or ESPN broadcaster. He's such a terrible broadcaster, but he was a hellified player. I'm not going to hate.
Bum.
All right. Anything else?
I think we got Crowder back. Hey,
Crowder's back. All right.
Hey, the defense let down Bob. This broadband let me down. Goodness gracious. Pay too much money for this AT&T.
What's your internet service? Bobrovsky.com?
Don't do that to Bob. Y'all leave my Bob.
That's terrible. Terrible. Who's providing your internet? Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Oh, here we go.
All right.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. 82 degrees right now in Miami. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-70s. That is your weather.
All right, we'll talk some hockey with someone who actually knows, Steve Goldstein Goldie, the television play-by-play voice for the Florida Panthers on Bally Sports Florida. He will join us next here on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Chocolate chip, peanut butter, cookie dough. Scoop, there it is.
Hawk and Crowder.
Steve Goldstein, play-by-play announcer for the Florida Panthers on Bally Sports Florida. I want to get all your takeaways. I want to talk about last night's game and games moving forward starting tomorrow. But let's start with the goaltender. Would you start Sergei Bobrovsky or Chris Driedger Tuesday night?
Who do I think should start, or who is starting?
Who do you think should start, and who is starting?
We don't know who's starting yet, so I guess it was a silly thing for me to even bring up, because I don't know who's starting.
I thought you were going to break some news here, because I hadn't seen that anywhere. I was like, wow, Goldie's going to give us some inside info here.
Yeah, you know, they didn't no practice today, as they've done all year. Joel Quenneville giving them the day off. So I'll find out probably tomorrow at 9:45 when, if Sergei Bobrovsky plays, he's the first guy on the ice before everybody, and someone will be in that starter's net. Based on what they've done all year, you have to think it's Chris Driedger. Now, it's not a total indictment on Bobrovsky's game. It's not like he was terrible in the game last night, but based on what they've done this year, when one guy loses and gives up some goals, they change up the momentum. I don't know if it changes things for players also having a different goalie, but they've gone to Driedger. And personally, I think, and here's the answer to the question, I would go with Chris Driedger. I think he's earned the opportunity. I think he's done enough to earn that chance to see if what he's done, and not just this year, remember, last year as well, if he can do that in the playoffs. He's never played a professional playoff game, not in the East Coast Hockey League, not in the American Hockey League, and then not in the National Hockey League. The last playoff game he played was 8 years ago in junior hockey out for the Calgary Hitmen. So I think he deserves an opportunity.
And Goldie, with and a texter actually brought it up, where the defense wasn't great. So to pull Bob out where he was in some crazy situation, what did he have? He had 35 saves, Goldie. Like, he played a decent game, and then he just had, you know, it was five goals. I understand that. But wasn't it more to it than just Bob didn't play well?
There was a lot more to it, yeah. I mean, look, the first one I thought he should have had. The last one you'd like to have. Remember, these are, you know, these are some of the best players in the world. I mean, Braden Point, Victor Hedman, and Nikita Kucherov, and these guys have been doing this for a long time. They're the Stanley Cup champs. Kucherov was the MVP of the league 2 years ago. He had 128 points. So it's not like Sergei Bobrovsky's giving up bad goals to third-line players. And that power play, I mean, you could tell Tampa, you know, they hadn't had their whole team together since last year's Stanley Cup win. They were juiced up. So let's give a little credit on the other side. Plus, the penalty killers did not help Bobrovsky. I mean, they were throwing those pucks cross ice wide open. The first one, thought he should have had. He did sell out big time, and maybe with good reason. You know, on the fourth goal, he was totally playing the one-timer by Kucherov because he already beat him twice. And he goes, and great play by Kucherov to outthink Bobrovsky and give it to Point for the empty netter, basically. And then, you know, you like to get the save on the breakaway with a minute 14 left. I mean, that's a save. Whatever's gone on the rest of the game, and I know it's Braden Point, and he's a great player, but that's a save you really have to have. So I would agree with you, Channing. There was a lot going on there. Hey, he made a couple of great saves on Anthony Cirelli with 3 minutes left when he was in all alone. And he did stop Kucherov on a breakaway earlier in the game. So you're right. There were tons of scoring chances. I didn't think he played a bad game. They got to tighten up overall in front of whoever plays tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean, to me, when you sign a guy to a contract like they did last season, Bobrovsky, he's got to make that save with a little over a minute to go. That's why you're paying him those big bucks. There's you could have a lot of goaltenders in there. Not a lot of them are going to be making $70 million on their contract. You got to make that save. So that's why I lean towards Chris Drieger. So at the beginning of the game last night, Goldie, my house would not receive the Bally Sports feed. So I was watching the national broadcast on NBC, NBC Sports Network. And so the goal that got overturned, I'm watching the national broadcasters and their reaction to it. And I was telling Crowder and Solana that I didn't get to hear yours and Moeller's reaction to it. And finally, I was able to get the local feed about three quarters of the way through the first period. And that's what I wanted to watch. But nationally, they showed it from overhead. And they kind of changed their opinion. They first didn't like the call, and then they were like, "Oh, it looks like Bennett is kind of turning Vasilevsky a little bit with his stick." What did you think of that overturned goal? Because that to me changed the entire outcome of the game.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a bad call. I still think it's a bad call because the call on the ice, okay, referees, and especially in that sport, I mean, people have to remember. You know, these guys, most are about 6 feet, 200 pounds. You throw on equipment and give them a weapon like a hockey stick that's 40 inches long. They go to like 6'4", 215, and they're skating 25 miles an hour. I mean, and it's the only sport there's no out of bounds. So it is very difficult, okay, to be an official in a Stanley Cup playoff game, especially that one last night. Usually they do an excellent job. Here's my opinion on it, Hawk. They are told if you're not 100% sure, let the guys play. Okay, that's the standard that the league wants. Let the players decide it unless you're 100% sure. I don't know how the official there was 100% sure that stick interfered with Vasilevsky's ability to make the save. There can be contact. Remember that the rule is not contact. The rule is, did it affect his ability to make the save? And by the way, while that puck is loose, offensive players have the right to it. In my opinion, clearly they should have called it a goal on the ice. If Tampa wants to do the coach's challenge, then you can go back and do what we all did. Take 20, 30 looks at it and take 5 minutes and then make the best possible determination. I just don't know how automatically in a playoff game of that intensity, they just wave it off saying, yeah, I'm sure, you know, there was too much contact there. It was minimal contact, if anything.
Yeah, I agree with you. Sam Bennett has been suspended. This has just come
out from
NHL players.
You broke that. How many games? Just one?
Has been suspended one game for that boarding penalty. That he's been really good since they acquired him, man.
He's been great, and he was in on the two goals in the third, and you thought his line, you know, Huberto, Bennett, and Tippett, you know, that was it, right? The Panthers had the comeback. They got the lead. There's 10 minutes left. You know, you're keeping them at bay. You know, and then that penalty was a real tough one. You know, it's a hard situation, man. You know, we've talked about this for years around here. You know, this team in the past has been too soft. So Blake Coleman takes a blatant, by the way, late run at Barkov, your captain. There's no call there. I'm not going to bury Sam Bennett for going after the guy. Okay, was it a smart play? 10 minutes to go, you're up a goal in a playoff game? No, obviously. He's got to show more discipline. But I'm not going to sit here and totally rip the guy for defending Alexander Barkov, because what have we been asking around here for 7-8 years? Let's get some guys to protect Barkov and Huberto that will stick up for their teammates. So, you know, to me, I thought there were three or four hits in the game equally as bad. Why and how they pick that one for the hearing and the suspension, I'm not really sure. But, you know, if you're going to win that cup, you got to fight through so much adversity. It's incredible that all this adversity has already hit one day into the playoffs.
And, Goldie, you kind of hit on it there. But is hockey called different in the playoffs? Football, I know it is. Basketball, I know it is. Is it called? Do the refs swallow their whistle more? Do they call more ticky tack stuff? Because it seemed like, you know, as we're speaking, they were calling ticky tack stuff last night.
You know, it's an interesting point, Crowder. You know, look, everybody wants to say a game is a game, right? Whether it's January or May or what the records are, but that's not human nature. The NHL wants the players to decide the games. I mean, it's 1,000%. I think they attempted. You know, I've never seen so much 4-on-4 time in my life. I think they attempted to keep that game at bay after what happened in the second to last game of the season by calling a lot of stuff and giving both teams a penalty. I'm not sure that really solves anything. You got to call the ones that are bad penalties, in my opinion. And I thought they just missed a bunch of them in that game. And usually it went against the Panthers. So, you know, they don't want to call it differently, but there is a tendency to swallow the whistles a little bit, yes, in the playoffs, and make sure the guys decide the outcome. That was the infuriating part of some of those calls. You know, if you're not 100% sure, it's not an obvious penalty. You know, usually you're going to let it go, and obvious ones you're going to call. And in my opinion, and I don't criticize the referees often, it's not the only reason the Panthers lost game one last night. In my opinion, they were very inconsistent last night, and that's something nobody wants. If you're going to let everything go, let everybody know we're letting everything go. And if you're going to call everything, then go ahead and do that. But just do it the whole game.
Steve Goldstein is with us. He's on the call on Bally Sports Florida, as he's been all season. Game two is tomorrow night at the BB&T Center, a rockin' BB&T Center. So do you have any major takeaway from last night? Did they just take their foot off the pedal towards the end of the game? What's your major takeaways from game one, which looked like the Panthers were going to jump to a 1-0 lead?
Yeah, you know, it's a great question because everyone's talking about officials, right? So that's a great question you have, Hawk. My major takeaway is this team, you know, has the ability. I mean, these are defending Stanley Cup champs, and the Panthers, you know, fell behind them twice and came back, okay? I mean, that's as impressive as you get. And the Panthers' speed, I mean, they're one of the top two or three teams speed-wise. I mean, they went up and down with the team that made up going up and down the ice. So I love that aspect of it. I love Jonathan Huberdeau's game. Considering the stakes, I think it's the best game I've ever seen Jonathan Huberdeau play in the 9 years. He was phenomenal, and if they don't, you know, have that unfortunate ending, he's the hero. He's who we're talking about today with the tying goal and then setting up the game winner. So, you know, I think there was so much good in that game. I think they had him on the ropes. Clearly, they got to need more discipline. Clearly, they need to get better on the penalty kill. I thought they came with the bite. I thought they came with the hunger. I think guys like Lomberg were a factor in that game. And I think they got to do a lot of what they did last night. I mean, I'm encouraged by the way the game went. Obviously, the final score didn't go their way. A few things to clean up. But, hey, that was a great hockey game. I mean, it was a great sporting event based on what we've had the last 15 months. So I thought it was a great night.
Goldie, you have – Hawk, Solana, and myself coming tomorrow. We got great seats. We're about to cheer. Is BB&T rocking? Because it looked like it on TV. Was it rocking last night?
I just want to know, Channing, if the Panther ticket office has your proper credit card information for those tickets. Let's get that.
Let's just say it had to go through the Hockman credit card company based on Channing Crowder's past performances.
Now let me tell you, the Better Business Bureau better investigate that company, the Hockman credit card company.
Goldie, I get more insufficient fun emails than emails from my kid's school.
This guy, he I'm not even kidding you, Goldie. Crowder, with his NFL money and his NFL pension, feels it's like a sign of power when he gets a non-sufficient funds notice from his bank. He loves it.
So Goldie, I'll get you the money when I got the money. Of Wells Fargo.
I've heard that before.
You got the money.
Yeah, I just want to let him know. You're not just dip in and take my money. I'll give you your money.
We had a lot of kids in Brooklyn that used to say that to each other back in the 80s, so it's not – I've heard that one before. No, to answer your question, it was nuts in there.
It was electric, wasn't it?
There were 9,500 people. It was wild. I think a combination of playoff hockey, you know, and people have waited a long time, and this team has been so good. Combining that with, I'm guessing, a decent number of the people last night hadn't been around that many people and hadn't been able to let loose since obviously the pandemic. So I think it was a big combination. It was loud. There were 9,000. It sounded like there were 29,000. So it's going to be awesome tomorrow night.
Man, it's been so much fun. Just the last three games, the two regular season enders, and then last night. I kind of feel like this series goes seven. You think it goes seven, Goldie?
You know, I really like the Panthers to win it in seven beforehand. I thought they could do it, and I still will stick with that. You know, the fact, again, lost in the shuffle of the final score, the fact they got four goals again on Andre Vasilevsky, and this guy's the best goalie in the world, is another really encouraging sign that, and I'm not sure, look, you know, he could flip the switch and, you know, shut him out tomorrow night easily with 50 saves. That's who he is. But they've done this all season against him. I don't know if they figured it out. I don't know if it's mental. Maybe he's off his game, whatever the reason. So, yeah, I still think it's a long series. Obviously, you don't want to be, you know, 0-2 whole going back to Tampa. So, you know, it's a huge one for the Panthers tomorrow night.
All right, you can watch Goldie tomorrow night, Bally Sports Florida, him and Randy Moeller. They'll have the call, all the action. And then, of course, you can hear the game on the radio, all the playoff games on the radio on 560 QAM with Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay, among others. Goldie, thank you, man. Have a good broadcast tomorrow.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy the game tomorrow night.
I hope we do, man. If we got the one dud out of four, I'm going to be angry. There you go. Steve Goldstein will be on the call tomorrow, Bally Sports Florida. All right. I am really excited to share with you guys some information that might actually save your life. And I know that sounds heavy, especially we're just talking, you know, Panthers hockey. But this is true. I'm talking about Life Imaging FLA. So what is it? It's basically a place you go, I went, you get scanned, you find out the health of your heart, you find out if there's anything scary going on inside your body that you should know about. You know, usually if your doctor sends you for scans, it's because they want to confirm their suspicions that something already is wrong. Why wait till it's too late? We are so lucky to have Life Imaging FLA here in South Florida. You've got to take advantage of their free heart scan. We all have family members with heart disease. You should know if you're at risk. So I told you, I went last week. I wanted to know if I was at risk. Thankfully, my score came back perfect. I had zero calcium, which was great. It was a huge sigh of relief. Now, I also took the full body scan. If you've listened to me on this radio show, you know my family has a history of cancer. Life Imaging FLA gave me peace of mind. My scans came back clean, but I wanted to know. I wanted to know rather than waiting too long and then finding out before I could actually do anything. Early detection saves lives. Life Imaging FLA is all about preventative health. We hear so much about that. You need to be preventative. There needs to be more access to preventative health. Well, now we have it here in South Florida with Life Imaging FLA. They can save lives with their FDA-approved, state-of-the-art, low-dose radiation CT scanners. They can detect heart disease and cancer before a patient shows any symptoms using only a fraction of the radiation of most CT scanners. This is how easy it is. Call Life Imaging FLA for your free heart scan now with a few minimum requirements. From your cell phone, just call #250 and say the keyword free heart scan. That's #250 and you just say the keyword free heart scan and you'll be connected in seconds. It is that easy. And I am speaking from experience. I went there. I did it. I breathe easier when I got the full report. So all you have to do on your cell phone, #250, #250 and just say the keyword free heart scan, and you'll be connected in seconds. That's Life Imaging FLA. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Yeah, giddy up.
Hawk and Crowder.
Solana just asked me during the commercial break there, did I watch the F1 reality show on Netflix? Because he was raving about it last week. And I always tell people what they want to hear. Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm going to watch it. That's a great idea. I'm going to watch it. I do that with everything. I've done that with League of Their Own for 3 years now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we know you'll lie. That's kind of what you're saying in many words. I'll lie.
But I will tell you, you told me to watch, when we first started working together, you told me to watch Life. I watched it, loved it. Instantly became one of my favorite movies.
I'm glad.
What else have you told? Oh, you told me to watch Step Brothers. Yeah, sorry, yes. I lost faith in your guys' recommendations. So sorry. You told me to watch Step Brothers. But no, I did not watch the F1 show. That's always like a punch in the gut, right? When you ask someone to watch something, they say they will, and then you come to the conclusion that they're never going to watch it. You know, yeah. I've done that to you, Solana, with some movies. I've asked you to watch certain movies, and... I know you're not going to watch them. You still haven't watched any of the Rocky movies, have you?
No, no. I've told you I'm going to watch them. I do the same move as you. I'll tell everybody, yeah, I'll watch that. I'll add it to my list. I'll add it to my list, and I'm not getting to it. Come on.
It's weird because I had time this weekend. I just ended up watching more episodes of Dateline, which, I mean, they're always the same. It's different, but they're the same. It's every time I watch Dateline, I'm always like, oh, my God, how can people be so evil? I always have the same exact reaction, but I keep watching it.
Humans still surprise you, Hawk?
They still surprise me. Is that my naivete? They still surprise. I'm always amazed at Dateline that one human could be as evil to another human as I see on this show.
I think the Saw series made me just numb to everything humans do. I was like, ugh, who thought of this? Yuck. Never mind.
I don't like Dateline. Hey, what would you do? What?
I was going to say, you know what? You're talking about just a punch in the gut is when you start watching a series with your significant other and then you figure out they're not waiting for you. Because my wife does that to me where we'll be on episode 4 and episode 5 will start together and she'll be playing on her phone. And she'll just say little things, and I know she wouldn't know what's going on. And she left me in the middle of the night. So when I go to sleep, she'll watch it without me. That's what gets to me.
That bums me out, too. My wife has done that before. And I'm like, have you seen this? Like, did we watch this episode? Because then I start questioning, well, maybe I just forgot. Ol' Abuelo over here. Maybe I just forgot seeing this episode. And she'll be like, no. And then it's like a casual, no, you haven't seen this yet. And I'm like, wait, I haven't seen this yet.
Yes.
Are you implying you have seen this? What exactly has transpired here?
Yes. Because I'd be like, Tommy's going to die. Tommy ain't going to die. I said, what? How you know Tommy ain't going to die? Yeah. I'm glad it's not just me. That makes me
feel You watch
better.
Any shows with your girlfriend, Solana?
I'm the guy that will watch everything without her because my girlfriend, her schedule, she's a nurse and she has like 12 other jobs. She never has time to watch shows. We started The Office 2 years ago. We're just getting to season 7 now. I'm sorry. Like I'm the kind of guy where I like one episode. I'm binge watching the rest of the show. So I don't tell her that I watch it, and I won't come clean about it. I'll just act surprised as the episode's happening.
Wait a second. You're watching The Office now?
I've already seen The Office. I've seen it.
Oh,
she knows.
Okay. All right.
She
okay.
knows
All
I've right. seen The Office. The reason why we're watching it now is because I wanted her to watch it with me.
I got you.
But
got you. Okay.
She's not good about being on top of watching shows. She'll watch one episode, and then she'll want to watch the second episode 3 weeks later. I can't do that. If I'm watching a show, I'm all in on the show.
Solana, you're my boy and all, but your description just happened. She has 13 jobs. She's a nurse. She's a frontline worker. She's not out with the girls smoking crack. Like, you're going to leave her while she's working as hard as she works? I got a problem with this, bro.
Well, I mean, we're watching a show. Prioritize your time. Prioritize your show watching time. I'm sorry.
I have to tell you, I'm with Solana. I follow Valentina on Instagram. She does not spend enough time watching shows. She is always working. She is always studying. She is always she's into the Herbalife. She's into the Herbalife stuff. She needs to watch more TV. She really needs to be on the couch watching more TV. I stand with Solana on this one. So, and you keep saying you're going to watch The Office, Crowder. Are you going to watch The Office?
I need to. I don't have Hulu.
It's not on Hulu.
What's it on?
It's on Peacock. It's on Comedy Central.
Oh, I ain't got
In fact,
no
I can probably put
no,
it on.
No, it's not on. No, Crowder will not watch it with commercials. How dare you, Hawk?
It's so good with commercials. I watched The Office yesterday. I woke up. It was like, I don't know, maybe 9, 10 o'clock yesterday. Run out to the couch. I plant myself. I start watching The Office on Comedy Central with commercials. 10 a.m., get around 4 p.m., I flip over to Fox to watch the Inter Miami game. The bowling is running late on Fox, so they've delayed the start of Inter Miami. So now I get an extra half hour of The Office before I have to watch this Inter Miami game. We had money on Cincinnati, and so it was Cincinnati pick 'em and then plus a half the way soccer bets go. And when they tied it 2-2, I mean, I was like, oh, I can't believe we just won half this bet. And then Higuain stuck it right in us. Anywho, watch The Office.
How many episodes are The Office? Just a guess.
Probably like 600.
That, you know what? That was what I thought you would say. Because even I'm watching The Nevers on HBO and The Mayor of Easttown or something with my wife, and she's left me on both of them. But there's like 7 episodes. I can get into it with you. Like one time, 8 years behind, I just feel like I'm too far gone.
That's how I feel about Breaking Bad. I never saw Breaking Bad, and I'm like, it's you know, people spent years on this. What I'm going to start now in 2021? I don't know. Yeah. I don't think I can make up that kind of time.
That's my thing.
Well,
that's my thing.
Let me summarize it for you. Michael Scott, funny as hell. Jim and Pam, great love story. D'Angelo Vickers ruins everything. All right? Robert California comes in and saves it. I nail it, Solana? I mean, that's pretty much it, right?
No, that Crowder, don't listen to him, because all he did was summarize the last two seasons. And there's so much
that's
more.
Not true.
Robert California and D'Angelo Vickers shouldn't even be mentioned in a summation of The Office. They shouldn't even be mentioned.
Not do that to Robert California. Do not.
Shouldn't
do
even
that
be
to
mentioned.
Robert California.
Crowder, I just started season 7, so I've watched probably like 200 episodes of this show already. There's only one season left. Robert California, D'Angelo Vickers haven't even made an appearance yet. That's all you got to know about.
There's more than one season left. You're incorrect on that. You're totally incorrect on that. And I've watched The Office 15 times. I've seen 6,000 episodes with commercials. I can't stop watching this show. My wife is apoplectic. She does not understand how I do this. Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, Sunday. In fact, the only day that they don't air it on Comedy Central is Wednesdays. They air that stupid South Park all day long. Comedy Central is the greatest channel on the planet. The Office, every day but Wednesday. You can't go wrong. It's the best. All right, we got to take a break. I don't know how I got on this topic. We've got plenty of Panthers and Heat to talk about today. 3 o'clock hours next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Can you yodel?
No, I'm black, Hawk.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.